Luke doing? It was Cerise. Raven was, without a doubt, the most stubborn of all four bishops. "It's because I'm older and wiser than you," Cerise teased. Celine rolled her eyes, and she hoped the cousin could sense it even at a distance. "Look, witch," Celine said, "let's reconvene in 3 weeks. I have to go. Astra isn't here yet, and her client has just arrived."
"Creepy Mrs. Geller?"
"Yup," Celine confirmed. "I still say she's evil." Not that Celine would ever admit that to Astra. It was bad enough her twin believed it. Celine didn't need to feed into the paranoia. "Oh, come off it. She's an innocent little old lady. She's what, 80? Probably more like 200. I seriously think she's a vampire." "Okay, Celine, this is where I let you go if you're going to go all conspiracy on me." Celine put the receiver down just as Mrs. Geller walked in.
"I don't like your door," the woman snapped. "It's too damn heavy."
"I'm sorry about that. You could use the mechanical feature if you'd like." Mrs. Geller gave her a cold stare down, and Celine had to force herself not to shiver.
"Is she here yet, or am I going to have to make small talk with you?"
Mrs. Geller sat in one of the chairs in the small waiting area and tapped her watch. She was a few minutes early, not that it would matter to Mrs. Geller.
"You look tired, not going to catch a husband with bags under your eyes."
Mrs. Geller gave her another pointed once-over.
"Or that haircut."
Instinctively, Celine's hand went to her hair. She lowered her hand, hoping the gesture hadn't been spotted. Mrs. Geller was being particularly snippy. Celine felt bad for Astra. It was obviously not going to be a good session. And afterward, Celine would have to deal with a very grumpy and very short-tempered Astra. She could only hope that she would have time to do her morning ritual. It was an important part of her day, one that made her ready to take on whatever events might occur.
"Are your parents and uncle and aunt still off on trips like a bunch of teenagers?"
Mrs. Geller pulled an antibacterial wipe from her purse and began to rub the chair's arms.
"It's disgraceful for people their age to go off gallivanting like that."
Celine was seething. No one dissed her parents, or her family for that matter. She was proud of all four of them for moving to a sunnier place. They were always off visiting all types of different countries, going on adventures. Celine knew those experiences would keep the four aging members of her family young for a while.
"I admire them," she said with a shrug. "I'd love to travel one day."
She meant it, too. She loved Salem, and she really didn't think she'd ever move from her hometown. And she was more a homebody than she cared to admit. She wished she had that travel bug. There was a want to travel, and then actually doing it. Celine knew she would probably always be in the first category.
Tsk, admire them.
Astra chose that particular moment to burst through the door. Celine didn't miss the new rose quartz necklace around her neck. She shook her head and made a mental note to stop by Gemstones to pay for the piece of jewelry. Knowing her twin, Astra hadn't paid for it.
"Morning, Mrs. Geller."
Her sister's chipper tone was fake and forced. The corner of her smile was slightly downturned, like it was hurting her to smile, while the warmth didn't reach her eyes.
"If you'll just follow me to room 2.
"Room 3, Celine corrected.
"Right, that's the one."
Mrs. Geller stood and started walking down the hall.
"Be good,"
Celine mouthed to Astra, but she shook her head with large, wide eyes. It was an interesting task, keeping her sister in line. Celine was used to it, but that didn't mean it wasn't exhausting. Thank God coffee and carbs existed to help her carry on. Celine felt like a rebel as she waited to duck out of the shop on a mission for her morning treat. She, too, could be the rebellious twin.
Chapter 2. Jet. Jet Arrowwood had made many mistakes in his life. Many. More than most people. In fact, Jet knew his life was nothing more than one...